This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rosa M. Avila Rodriguez. Date of birth is August 28, 1970. Case ID number is 4492035. Date of exam, February 7, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Dr. Gutierrez Wong Medical Center, dated January 21, 2022, and a functional report dated January 12, 2023. Identifying information. This is a 52-year-old divorced and separated female with six children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked as a provider for 8 years. She also worked in a warehouse moving watermelon around for 10 years. During that time, she worked full-time for the watermelon business. And as a provider, she worked 4 to 5 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with some of her children. She is not receiving disability benefits at this time, but is receiving disability benefits for her daughter, who receives disability because of a learning disability, and she states that they are living off of that money. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, high blood pressure. And number three, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2017, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of the feet and hands at this time, with a sensation of having pinpricks and burning sensation of her feet. She checks her blood glucose 3 times a day and states that it usually comes out between 170 to 300, and most of the time in the 200s. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was. She is presently taking pioglitazone, hydrochloride, 30 milligrams QD, Humalog mix 75/25, QuickPen 25 units sub-Q BID, Glyburide/Metformin 5 milligrams/1,000 milligrams BID, and Traceba 20 units sub-Q QD. Her condition does not appear to be well controlled at this time, and she is considered an insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus patient. Allegation number two, high blood pressure / hypertension. The claimant states that in 2007, she was having shortness of breath and occipital headaches along with blurred vision. She denies any chest pain. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 162/78 mmHg, which is borderline high. She is presently taking Irbesartan 300 milligrams QD, amlodipine 5 milligrams QD, and hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams QD. Her condition appears to be fairly stable, but she still has a borderline hypertensive reading, which might be secondary to white coat syndrome. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2007, she was started on rosuvastatin 10 milligrams QD for having a very high cholesterol level. She denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, and she does not recall what her last level was. At the present time, she's taking fenofibrate, 160 milligrams QD, and Vascepa, 1 POBID, for her cholesterol level and her triglyceride level. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs with a rail, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Grego. She is presently taking multiple medications for pain, which include diclofenac sodium cream, BID to affected area, baclofen 10 milligrams QD, ibuprofen 600 milligrams TID, diclofenac sodium 75 milligrams BID, naproxen 500 milligrams BID, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, cyclobenzaprine hydrochloride 10 milligrams QD for her pain. She says she does do occasional walking in the park with her family. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and sometimes doing the laundry. Family history. The father died at 81 from cirrhosis of the liver. Her mother died at 65 from tuberculosis. Medications. Diclofenac sodium cream, BID. Traceba, 20 units, sub-Q QD. Baclofen, 10 milligrams QD, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams TID, irbesartan, 300 milligrams QD, Vascepa, 1 gram BID, diclofenac sodium, 75 milligrams BID, amlotepine, 5 milligrams QD, naproxen, 500 milligrams BID, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams QD, pantoprazole, sodium, 40 milligrams QD, folic acid, 1 milligram QD, pioglitazone, hydrochloride, 30 milligrams QD, Humalog mix, 75/25, quick pen, 25 units, sub-Q, BID, gabapentin, 300 milligrams BID, cyclobenzaprine, hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QD, fenofibrate, 160 milligrams QD, glyburide, metformin, 5 milligrams/1,000 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine, times 2, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, hypercholesterolemia and triglyceridemia, comma, diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, major surgeries, cholecystectomy in 2017. Social history, the claimant has a history of smoking 3 cigarettes per day for 13 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 143 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 162 over 78 mmHg, heart rate 83 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 25, general. This is a 52-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant had a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be blurred and somewhat dark. The claimant had difficulty opening her eyelids. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were slightly decreased. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were mildly abnormal. Snellen vision, OD, uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 8 feet. Pinhole was 20 over 200, corrected is 20 over 70. OS, uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 12 feet. Pinhole was 20 over 200, corrected is 20 over 100. Binocular, uncorrected, is the claimant is able to count fingers at 17 feet distance. Binocular, corrected, is 20 over 70. Could you please drop down to the skin? The claimant had multiple diabetic dermatosis of the legs and skin lesions, which appear to be coming from uncontrolled diabetes and vascular problems. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had fairly clear thought processes and her memory was normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, but appeared to be somewhat unstable and unsteady. There is normal range of motion, motor, but decreased sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were slightly decreased at 1 plus. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is mild evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all upper extremities, but plus 4 over 5 for the lower extremities. Fine indexer finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right hand, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some lumbar sacral back tenderness. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, opposed fingers, and pinch. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her visual fields and as well as in her visual acuity, which has been somewhat corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, decreased vision, comma, and some weakness secondary to poorly controlled diabetes mellitus. Probable diagnoses. Number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Being treated at this time appears to be fairly well controlled. However, the claimant does not know what her last hemoglobin A1C was. The claimant is being treated aggressively with multiple insulins and oral medication. Allegation number two, high blood pressure / hypertension. Blood pressure was 78 mmHg, which is borderline high. She is being treated for a condition and she appears to be fairly stable. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Dash being treated with medications. The claimant appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rosa M. Avila Rodriguez.